under the current regime, where it's fairly straightforward to do business with the north of Ireland or the UK, a hard border could have impacts both in relation to tariffs, but also from the area that NSCI would be involved in relation to certification and the free movement of goods. At the moment, it's a relatively, under the single market, it's a relatively straightforward process is that the UK may look for third-party certification for goods coming from the Republic or elsewhere. The standards are well understood and well agreed throughout Europe. And once it's certified in one country, then it's accepted elsewhere. The big concern we would have is, in a post-Brexit scenario, the British may change the rules because they'll be free to do so.
Is it your fear that this might turn out to be one of those relatively minor issues in the eyes of the negotiators that doesn't get addressed to your satisfaction and becomes a major problem down the line?
I think that's absolutely spot on. I'd be very concerned because at the moment we at NSCI have scrutinised both what's coming out of Britain, what's coming out of the Commission, and indeed what's published here. And the main focus, and quite naturally, is on the free movement of labour, so people can come and go. And naturally, that has been the big concern. But it could easily sneak in the middle of 2019 that products suddenly start getting rejected. It may not be a blanket area. Goods that they need, they may say, no, the rules continue, but goods that they find that they're trying to protect a British industry sector for, they'll now be free to protect, which currently you can't do.